Thank you for watching Not My Bag.
If you're watching this, make sure to like and subscribe.
If you're listening, give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. George, I'm so glad you showed me Air Up because I haven't put the bottle down all week. I've been trying all their new flavours like virgin, mojito and watermelon.
Don't forget strawberry lemongrass as well. This is so good.
Since I started using it, I can really tell that I'm drinking more water and the bottle goes well with the gym fit.
Well, I'm glad you like it because I've actually been using this for ages. I've actually tried 15 out of their 25 flavours.
No way. Which ones would you recommend?
So you know I love my fizzy drinks. I've actually been adding fizzy water to my Air Up.
I didn't know you could do that.
It's cool, isn't it? So now I can enjoy all my fizzy drinks, like using the cola pod, but without ingesting the sugars, sweeteners, and additives. So basically, I can taste all of my favourite drinks just without all the bad stuff.
It's so easy, even I can explain how to use it.
Oh, go on then.
You fill up your bottle with plain water, you add the scented pod on top of the mouthpiece, activate the pod by gently pulling it up, and that's it. You take a sip and you're drinking plain water, but experiencing flavour through scent.
Do you know what, Joe? It just makes drinking plain water way more fun. I love it.
You can get your Air Up bottle at uk.air-up.com using code NMB10 for 10% off.
That's NMB10 for 10% off site-wide at uk.air-up.com. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Air Up, for sponsoring another episode of Not My Bag. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
And I am George. And today we have got Paige Thorne.
Woo! Thanks, babe.
So No what? Explanation, nothing. The princess of Love Island.
Oh,
the
sorry. The Welsh queen.
Do you know what I mean? There's so many things you could have said.
The lovely, tan, beautiful, tatted.
Tatted.
Brunette. Sorry.
She's got I'm two tatted. Tatted. Take me off the roster.
How are we?
I'm good, babes. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thank you for coming on.
This is why he's single.
Why?
His chat's dead.
What? The chat is
gee,
dead.
I'm on a podcast.
Gee, romance.
So before this, we were talking about how Zach talks to Love Island and suddenly George has turned into a romance 2 seconds in.
Okay.
I'm getting you back for how much you put me on blast last week.
I'm not going to speak. Yeah. Carry on, Joe. Go on.
How was your holiday?
What, Marbs? Yeah. I had the best time at Marbs. I was living life in Marbs.
It looked gorgeous. You know, I was looking at your pictures and then I saw, obviously you booked in and I was like, is she coming on? Like last night you were like loving life and I was sat there on my phone like, I don't think she's coming back. Yeah. But I'm glad you had a good time.
I did. We had a really good time. And do you know what? I don't drink, do I? I don't drink. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
I did seven months sober. I was like, done. I was like, I'm going to go to Marbs. Like, how am I gonna do Marbs with no drink?
Yeah.
It's like it's not gonna bode well.
No.
But I got through it.
That's so good.
And I actually still had a great time. Joe calls me boring for not wanting to drink.
Joe.
Sorry?
Yeah, you call me boring for not wanting to drink.
I've never said that.
You have.
I've never said that.
He has.
Are you sure?
He's trying to put
Are you
me
sure?
On. If you want to do this again this week, George, I will happily go there. But Paige won't enjoy this. No, I never have. He just basically like judges you if you don't drink. But I feel like I've got sober mates that go out and be like, oh, like as long as you're having a good time. Yeah. I'm having a good time. Do you know what I mean?
We're going to beef today.
Oh, please don't beef today.
Sorry.
Not today, boys.
Do you know what happens? Anyway, come on. We get really caffeinated before the pod, right?
Yeah, I'm
like, literally, I've had like two coffees today. He's had a Red Bull. Then suddenly we get here and we're like,
bit buzzy. Bit all over.
Ready for it.
So, how has life been like after Love Island? What's been going on?
It was crazy. I'm just naive, right? I'm probably the most gullible little person you've ever met in your life. I'm going on Love Island. I'm like, I'm going to find a husband. I'm going to show my kids how mummy and daddy met.
Yeah.
Like, funny thing, I'm going in there for, like, love and stuff.
Yeah.
Not thinking, like, afterwards, I thought I'd be in, like, my little bubble, you know? Mm. Like, hubby. And obviously, that's just not how it went.
Like yeah.
No, it really didn't. It didn't. So I was like, well, I'll go back to being a paramedic.
Yeah.
And then my job was like, don't really want you to do that because, you know, you post pictures in your bikinis and everything
really?
Else. And I was just like, right, okay, so we can't do that. And then it was just like, right, what am I doing?
Yeah. Are you like sad about that? Like,
oh,
do you miss
honestly,
it?
Yeah, so yeah. upset about it. I worked really hard to become a paramedic.
I was going to say, yeah, like, so much training's involved and yeah, all of that. So
much training. And I worked like 3 years before that, right? COVID did it all. And then they're just like, actually, thanks, but no thanks.
Just because you've like posted pics in a bikini. I mean,
that's mad.
It's not going to stop me from giving CPR and that, is it? I'm sure if an old man had passed out and he woke up to you giving him the kiss of life, he'd actually be quite happy. Do you know what I mean? I'm just saying, NHS, should rethink that one.
Yeah, rude.
And then you've been doing the kind of influencer stuff, I guess, since that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I really have. And beforehand, I'll ask me to take a picture and I'm like smiling like, Like, what is going on? Yeah. And I'm like, no, can you get this angle? I'm really trying. Like, it's, yeah, it's a war zone out here.
It is.
It's a war zone. It's a jungle.
And I think I've spoken to a few people that are all in the same position with Love Island that have done like a regular job, done it, come out, been given this platform. And then you're like, hold on, like, this whole social side, content creation, like you never did that before. It's not like a natural part of your day-to-day life. Do you know what I mean? So it's so odd. Even when we started to do it, it was a bit like, okay, like, how do you navigate this? Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, no,
you're doing good.
Obviously, a lot of the time.
I figured if I just do bikini pics, we do all
right. OnlyFans pending.
I mean, we got to pay the bills. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
No, I'm just joking. Just joking.
So why did you apply in the first place for the show?
Right. Really well and truly, it was the pettiest thing I've ever done. My ex that I was with, we were engaged, right? He was living with me. Like, I treated him like a king.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a king.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just texted me. He's like, I'm leaving. And I was like, what?
That is so
I was like, bad. I'm literally in work right now. I was like, are you really going to do that? And like, just out of nowhere, just on Christmas, like just a new year, like literally, I'm leaving. And I was like,
do you ever find out the real reason why?
No.
Do you think you cheated?
So I think, babe, he was up every single... But if I did a night shift, 6 or 6 a night, he's texting me at 3 a.m. You're not texting me at 3 a.m. for no reason. Because you want to look after your girl while she's in work. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
But no, it's fine. Because, you know what? Thanks, babe. Because if it wasn't for you
leaving
me like that... And then, so I found out he left me. I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
I was, oh, my God, my life. I was like, what am I going to do without him? Disgusting.
Ew, feeling.
Ew. You're cancelled. Found out within like 10 days he's on Tinder, right? And I thought, wow.
He's moving quick.
Moving quick. Boy was rapid.
He's flying.
And I thought, right, if he can do Tinder, I'm actually just going to go on Love Island.
Do you know what? Yeah, fair.
So have a bit of that, babe. Give me that engagement ring back as well, because that was mine. You gave that to me. Oh, I want it back.
So what do you think of like the breaking up over texting? Because I can't lie, I have done that.
I
back it.
Joe's like that. Really? Well, even though it's happened to you, you would do it.
Would you still do it now?
Like, oh, I still do it now. Yeah.
I think, I don't know.
Do you know what I think? It's like the awkward, if you were to break up with someone in person, it's like the awkward then have to like get up and walk away. Like, is everything about it's just awkward?
I think for me personally.
Isn't it? It's just a shit situation.
Yeah. I think I see it as, I'm not very good at conveying myself in person. So I think it's better for me personally to get it all out beforehand, because then I can say the things that I would not have said in person. That's me.
I'm too much of a people pleaser in person, and I'll crack
I'd
under pressure.
I'd see them get upset and be like, actually, it's fine.
I'm just
like,
joking. April Fool's, let's get back together.
I'd do
you
that.
You guys are the worst.
Would you, George, I'm sorry. You don't have a leg to stand on here.
I don't, but I can still give an opinion.
Why doesn't he have a leg to stand on?
Because he's never been in a relationship, and he's never even stuck it in a thing.
But what about, do you text people and then like ghost and then leave?
Yeah. I can imagine you do.
See, that's the same.
Worse.
That's worse.
It's not fucking worse.
Ghosting is great. I love
ghosting.
She was
engaged. It's worse.
Guys, I've been ghosted and it's the worst thing because you just sit there and rack your brains constantly of like, what did I do? I'd rather just not.
Yeah, no, true.
No, I'm sorry. I don't need a list of why you don't want to talk to me anymore, right? I'm fully aware of my red flags. Just keep it moving. Just keep moving.
Breaking news. Manscaped now has beard products.
Now, once again, revolutionising men's grooming with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit.
The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has it all.
Now you can finally use Manscaped products to get your drapes to match your carpet.
So it all starts off with a beard hedger.
This cordless trimmer gives you 20 hair cutting lengths with one guard. Plus, it's waterproof, so you can also shave in the shower if you're usually running late, like me and Georgia. So the beard oil can relieve dryness on the beard and the skin underneath the beard.
Yeah,
itself,
that's what you
which
need.
Which I need.
Yeah.
I need that.
Flaky skin.
Then we have the beard conditioner.
Which you also need.
The shampoo and conditioner specially designed to soothe and reduce ingrown hairs.
The kit actually comes with 3 free gifts. A comb,
a brush,
and some scissors. So guys, you can get 20% off and free shipping with our code NOTMYBAG with 2 G's at manscaped.com. What is it, Joe?
That is code NOTMYBAG for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Manscaped beard hedger. One stroke, one guard, 20 lengths.
No. So what was like your best like moment in Love Island for you, like would you say? That's our real core memory.
You leaving.
No, I actually had my best moment. That is a difficult one because like do you know, in there at the time, it was actually when I was like just in a happy relationship with Jax. They were my best times in there when I was with him.
Okay.
And then like doing those bits with the girls, like going out on the girls' days and just making friends. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Do you still speak to a lot of the islanders? Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Because obviously you're quite close with Danica, aren't you?
Which is mad.
Just been away with her.
Yeah, just being away with Danica, and it's mad because in there it was like, oh, Paige doesn't really like Danica and all this. And it's like, really, well and truly.
You don't know.
It's just a narrative that everyone else like, makes up, isn't it? So you speak to Danica. Who else do you keep in touch with?
And Degoni. Yeah, Ekinsu, I've been chatting to recently. And then like some of the boys, like Luke, I'll chat with, Dami.
Me.
There's no beef.
There is no beef.
Why would you pull a face then? Just saying. Do you still live in Wales?
Yeah, I still live in Swansea. But I've actually given myself a year because I can't live there anymore. I'm sorry.
Why?
There's not even like, I want to wake up and do like a reformer Pilates class or something. Right. It's not available.
Oh. I thought Swansea's a city though.
Yeah, it is, but it's like, it's this big.
Right.
Like this big.
It's, why don't you move to Cardiff? Okay, London.
So would you move to London?
You'd move to London.
Do you know what?
You give Manny vibes.
Manny vibes?
Yeah, because Manny's like kind of near Wales, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Is that right?
It's near Wales, but not Swansea. Oh.
Swansea's in Wales.
No.
Yeah, but there's different types.
But down
of,
south.
There's different types of Wales. There's different bits of Wales.
Right, let me have a look at this quick.
Real quick.
Right.
I'm closer to London than I am Manchester.
Oh, fine.
Are you?
So yeah. So where's your ideal place to move?
With
no way is Wales there.
Fine. Yeah, fair enough.
Wales is near Cornwall.
I can't be bothered with this.
There is no way. Why did I think Wales was like near the Lake District?
This man couldn't even pass Lake BTEC District. PE.
I thought Wales. Oh, that's Ireland. Okay.
Ireland's not even Cornwall either. It's Ireland. It's a separate island.
No, don't worry. Sorry.
Wow.
Right. Anyway, back to Love Island.
I can believe that.
What was a low point for you in the series? What was a point when you were there and you were like, this is shit?
So the first couple of days when I wasn't really in a couple with anyone, hated it. I was like, oh my God,
right.
Everyone's fully rejected me. I was like, this is awful. I hate it. And then my other lowest point was actually when Jax left.
Right. Okay.
Because I had no control of that situation.
Yeah. Did you think you were going to leave as well? Did you sit there and be like, right, I'm going to go with it?
Well, they pull you out and they're like, right, if Jax leaves, are you going to go?
Oh, really?
Yeah. No. And I really had to sit there and be like, I had to weigh it up, right? At the end of the day, I was in there. We had something good. In my eyes, he cheated on me in there.
Right.
In my eyes, I was like, you cheated. So why am I then going to leave and follow?
A once in a lifetime opportunity
yeah. when you've trapped me like that in here. I was like, on the outside, it's only going to be worse. So I was like, right, logically, put my head in shape now.
Yeah.
Don't do that. So I stayed. And then...
You glad you did?
Bittersweet?
It's bittersweet, yeah. Because I don't know what would have happened if I would have left.
Mm.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then also,
what happened
you just
when
don't know.
You did stay? It was a bit of a sticky one still. A bit of a sticky one still.
So, just wasn't
a bit. Can I just ask a quick question? Every time you have a Mackey's now, do you just like not
we're
enjoy
get on
we're not getting we're chicken nuggets. I'm telling you that for free. I'm not having chicken nuggets.
So
McDonald's.
I need to know the timeline of stuff because I think everything happened quite quickly. You left.
Your series was mad, weren't it? Like their series last year.
It was my favourite.
Was one of the best ones.
Just you're welcome. I went through some heartbreak in there, so I hope it entertained you.
No, but it was good TV.
Yeah. No, it was. It did make good TV. So you left the villa. And you were still in a couple with Adam.
Yeah.
That's right. And then what was it? How long was it that you was like...
2 days. I don't know. I don't know.
Adam.
Not long, was it?
Wait, do you know for me, right? And I'm going to be totally honest. In there, when he first came in, I wasn't interested. The girls were like, yeah, he's got this rep, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm sticking with Jax. I'm glad he's back. I want to be with this boy.
Yeah.
I don't really want to get to know anyone else, especially with that reputation that the girls are telling me. So the pushy like, Paige, you're being silly. Give him a chance. I was like, fine, play the game, whatever. Give him a chance. Jax left, had no choice, had to be with Adam.
Mm.
Come out and I'm just like, rah, this is a bit wild, isn't it? But also it was new for me. So like the fact that Adam had done it all before and was like accustomed to, like, you know.
Fine, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit like, oh, he's like a bit of a safety buffer for me, like to help me adjust.
That wasn't the case.
Yeah, it wasn't the case. If anything, it probably just made it worse for me.
Yeah.
But thanks. No, we weren't together very long and we didn't really see each other that much when we came out there. And for me, I don't actually class it as an actual relationship that we've had.
Yeah. Very when you left, showmance. You thought, could it work? Maybe not.
Yeah. And if anything, I was trying to force it because I wanted it to, because I was scared to be by myself. And I was like, no, he's being nice and everything else. Like, let's make this work. But that was
Did you ever like leave the villa and have anything with anyone else? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, either like, I don't know, like Casa people or people that had left before, like you'd left, or was there not, was it just kind of like you left the villa and that was that?
So me and Jax is a funny one because it's like, really, well and truly, we're not friends, are we? We're not actually friends because we liked each other. So, and I just don't think you can be just mates with somebody that you have that bond. Like you actually can't. And like with him, it's like, it'll always be that thing of like, what could it have been? What could we have potentially been, or how could it be? But we'll just never know now because we chat. Obviously, we chat. Yeah. We do chat. Like, let's not be dumb.
Is anything like, have you been out on like a date or anything or not?
What would
you ask?
Not a date as such. I have seen him. Have seen him. But he, no, it wasn't a date. It wasn't a date. It wasn't a date.
No.
Nah. Cut. I'm joking.
So did you watch your series back?
I didn't watch my series back, but I was tagged in so many clips.
Yeah.
I feel the TikTok. No, but honestly, when I watch the TikToks and like the edits of like, because they're always of me and Jax. Right?
Couple edits, yeah.
I'm like, I'm falling back in love and I'm like, oh my God. I was like, he's my charming.
The
I'm
worst
like,
is when people make fan accounts, but of like your names put together and stuff like that.
Oh. Oh my God, stop.
Yeah, stop not it. Great, is it? So what, you've never watched it back?
No.
Do you think one day you'll sit there and just be like, let's binge watch it? Or do you not really?
No, do
I don't think I would want to.
Would you not?
No.
I wanted to ask you something, but I know obviously you're close with Ekin, so it's just like a commentary really on the situation, but obviously they've now split up Ekin and
which is quite recent.
Davide. I never know.
Davide. Yeah.
So have you got like an opinion on the situ?
Do you know what? Me and Ekin don't speak every day. I literally texted and I was like, hey girl, hear that it's going bad. Sure. Hope you're okay. So I don't actually know the lowdown. Yeah. I actually don't know the lowdown. But I just know that genuinely, Ekin's actually got a really big heart. And she's actually really soft once you get past her exterior. And I just know that she's going to be hurting from this because...
It's such a public thing, isn't it? Like, I wouldn't want to be in that situation, especially being the winning couple as well. Like, it must be rough.
Have you found that hard though? Like, obviously where you've got all these followers and everyone like looks into your life and there's always these news stories and stuff. Moving on and like trying to find a relationship and that. Do you know what I mean? You could walk out of a club with someone around their arm and all of a sudden you've got 10 like articles about you. Have you found that side of it hard? Like... Because it's not really private. Me and Jai have learned it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you do something and you got 20 people messaging you or 100 people messaging you. Do you know what I mean?
All right, flex.
I'm just saying.
I get the odd neighbour being like, your music was too loud when you pulled up the house yesterday. And I'm like,
but no, have you had any of that? Like,
yeah, I do. But honestly, I couldn't tell you. People would be like, oh, I saw this in the news article the other day. And I'd be like, oh, really? Because I actually don't read any of that stuff. And I will not ever search and be like, what's being said? Like one of the boys at home, Liam Cullen, he's a Swans footballer. We get mentioned together all the time. Because we'll go out and about and we like, do whatever. When I say whatever, I say whatever, right? We're friends.
Each to their own.
We're friends. But like the articles love it. And they're like, oh my God, Paige and Liam this. And it's just like... Yeah. Everyone makes it out to be something.
They just want a good, you know, get their story out there. Do you know what I mean? They always twist things, don't they?
No, they do.
I keep getting asked about Chloe Burrows came on the podcast and I kissed her and we were steaming.
Oh my God,
And basically, we wanted George and Millie to kiss. They wouldn't kiss. So I kissed Chloe.
Okay.
And then.
No, I would have kissed, but she didn't want to kiss.
Yeah.
Did you get pied?
Yeah.
But I mean, it all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Then I kissed Chloe and now all the journalists are like, is she a good kisser? What? And I'm like, I'm gay. I even got asked the other day, would you go in Love Island? I'm like, I couldn't be like more gay. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you couldn't be more gay.
I don't know how much more gayness you want right now in this conversation, but. I think I would go into Love Island, you know.
So if it's
if there was like a bi, not like a bi one, but like a mixed couple.
Yeah.
There is a gay Love Island that just was released in, but it's called I Kissed a Boy. But the concept kind of creeps me out because you get paired with someone, you have to walk up and you don't talk, you just kiss.
Ooh.
Straight away.
Ooh.
And then you have to, you're in a couple with them straight away. And then you have to like kind of figure out, and then you basically recouple by standing back to back. And then if one person, if you turn around to kiss, then you're back as a couple.
No.
If you don't, then you have to like.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not doing it.
And that's stress.
No, that is stress. Like, what if I start smiling when we kiss and then it's teeth and you think I'm a shit kisser?
You know what I mean?
Like, no, there's too much to play on.
What if they have a tongue? Because I, there's no tongue in straight away. Do you know what I mean?
But oh,
what
I
if
love they're a like.
I love a tongue.
What if they're like.
I love a tongue.
George loves a tongue. That's why you and Maddie Jepson got on so well, wouldn't it? You love a tongue.
I love a tongue.
Yeah, I think it's weird if you kiss him without a tongue.
Yeah, because what is it?
I kiss my mum like that. Do you know what I mean?
I don't do the tongue straight away.
Okay. And anywho. Anywho.
Who have you got with recently that's been like a funny kiss? You haven't really been out much to kiss anyone, have you?
No, I'm clean.
What do you mean clean?
I'm squeaky clean.
Kiss people.
I'm squeaky
clean. This man's like basically Amish now. Like, do you know what I mean? You can kiss people. I'm clean.
I don't know. Who have you been kissing?
Are you watching the new Love Island? yeah, you watching the new series?
Yeah, I have been keeping up with the new series.
Yeah. I love it.
It's a good one. It's a good one. None of them are really giving chemistry. Like,
there's no love.
There's no love.
It's just chaos. I love it though.
But it is a good series. If you were in this series, who would you want to couple up with?
Zachary. If you're still single, slide in the DM.
I'm sure he would as well. I'm sure he would.
Now, he is cute. I like him.
I feel a bit bad for him because I feel like now Molly's gone back in. I think he actually wanted to play the field in Casa and he's just been back.
Oh, he's ruined his whole Casa.
Yeah.
His face was kind of like, oh.
Do you think?
I think so. No. I don't think he likes Molly that much.
I mean,
from what I can see.
For my own selfish reasons, I would like him not to because... Like I said, slide in my DMs. But I don't think it's the case. I do actually think he likes her quite a lot.
Who do you think could win? Because at this point, I don't know anyone that could win right now.
I think if Ella goes back single, they're going to be a thing. But I think Tyreek has got such like, he's man them, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And if he finds out that she's been chatting and getting to know somebody else,
he's
like,
going
to
go to
he's
the
not
street.
Having
that movie night.
He's not
street.
Having
that movie night. Nah. Oh my. There was actually a clip of, is it Scott walking past to go chat to someone and Tyreek's in bed watching him and he's like under the covers and people are like, he's just fuming that everyone else is getting to chat to people and he's trying to be loyal. He's like under covers and he's just like this.
Shaking.
I feel like they could make it. I mean, what's the guy that Whitney's speaking to in Casa? I forgot his name.
Lachlan?
Is that him?
I think that's him.
Lachlan. Is that right, Rosie? Is it Lachlan? I feel like they have so much chemistry.
I feel like I'd be way too small to go into Love Island.
Wait, how tall are you?
Don't lie.
How tall do we say I am, Joe?
5'4".
Fuck off. I'm way taller than that.
5'6"?
5'7".
5'6".
Is that with shoes on or off?
No.
With Air Max with infills on.
No.
No, you'll do all right. As long as you've got a chat.
Danica's small.
Yeah, 5'2".
Yeah, but if I stood next to someone like that, Zach, he's like 6'5". Yeah. He'd be able to like rest his arm on it. Do you know what I mean? It's Pete.
Anyway, he's very young, isn't he?
He is, I don't know, how old is
he? He's 20. He's my age.
Oh, is he 20?
And he also said something like, I just feel like it's a bit icky.
He's doing the most to stay in there. He's going to Jess like, so, do you want to rip my clothes off? And she's
that
like,
is it?
She's
that
like,
is it?
No, not really. He's like trying the most.
Well, I will say one thing. Someone said to me yesterday, and it's really stuck in my head.
He seems like a nice guy, but I'm just saying.
Okay, wait for this fact.
Oh no.
He was chatting up Katie, wasn't he? Right?
Trying. Yeah.
When Katie was first in Love Island, he was 13.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm getting the word. That other girl Olivia who's in the villa with the boys, she's 19.
Oh, Gabby. Yeah, but Gemma Owen was 19.
Yeah, Gemma's
that's like nuts.
Isn't Gemma such a mature, she's 20 now, yeah, is that right?
I think
oh
so,
I'm
yeah.
not sure
she's so like mature. Even when I was speaking to her, I was like, you make me feel like five. I was so energetic around her as well. At one point, it was so funny. I'm 100% sure that she looked at me and thought, this man is on crack. Like, I was so happy. I was at Beyonce, so I was like so happy. I think there's a video of me like slap jumping and falling over, and she's literally like,
what are you doing?
But I rate that. She was very mature, but I think that, yeah, they have got a lot of younger people in for CASA, which is...
Which is fine, because I feel like, but when you ask girls, usually 9 times out of 10, I feel like the answer is, I want an older guy. So I'm not really understanding why they keep casting young boys to go in when the girls are
older. A lot of younger boys like older women.
Yeah, well, it's not about what the boys want, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's not what the girls want, George.
Sorry.
Exactly.
That's what he told.
But I do agree with the Tyreek and Ella narrative that I really hope that they make it.
Apparently they've put in that Uzi guy because they know on the outside that he's been on, like they know each other and they've
wanted to really stir things up.
That's mad.
I think they've done the most this year to make it pop.
There's been some nights that I've never had this before. I've literally like gasped at the TV just sat there in silence. Like that when Molly got like chucked out.
Literally,
there was no music afterwards. Also, everyone was just
it was so awkward. I was like,
it was weird, but also because Zach just kind of stood there as well, and she just sat there by herself. I was just like,
I knew Zach weren't gonna go though with her.
Oh no, but he shouldn't have either.
No,
not at that time.
Of course, you'd say that.
I've got a question for you.
Yes.
If you were asked to go back in as like one of the bombshells that Adam's done and Katie's done, would you do it?
Do you know what? I'm not actually sure I would go back in as a bombshell, you know, because really well and truly, it's like, I would not, like, they know how to play the game now. Like, they do. Like, Adam had said, he's like, I know what I'm doing in there now. He's like, you just play the game.
Yeah.
And it'd be the same. And I don't think
it's not genuine,
is
it?
It's not genuine. I wouldn't want to do that. I went in and I actually had fun.
Okay.
So going in there, it would be business.
I get that vibe from the ex-Love Islanders that go back in. They kind of give that energy that they're like putting in a shift.
I'm not going
to
lie.
It's like they're going in and clocking in every day.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, right, time to be a Love Islander. Like, I can tell that they're not really too into it, but
I'm not going to lie. Katie hasn't done a lot at all, I thought. Do you like, because like Adam came in and it was pretty mad and everyone's like, oh shit, like it's Adam Collard, he's back, like whatever. There was a lot about him. Do you know what I mean? With like you getting to know him and then others and this, that. But Katie, I feel like she's gone very under the radar. Do you know what I mean? She had that little bit beef with like...
With Whitney
and Zach. And then all of a sudden it's CASA and she's not talking to anyone.
I did watch that bit and thought, like...
Do you know what? It will kick off though when... I
think she'll still loyal to Zach. Because who else is she chatting to in CASA?
True.
Not really sure.
Well, we've got all this to come because by the time this episode airs, we will know everything that's going on, which is like juicy, juicy, juicy. I think we should rate the CASA boys. So I'm going to go through them and then you let me know what you think of each of them. So first up, we've got Cody.
I'm going to go with a solid 4.
4, okay.
Because it's lacking a beard.
It's the lack of beard.
Nice guy, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm sorry.
Nice guys always finish last. That's fact. Carry on.
He's so hard.
Carry on. Next. Me just looking up, you know, them beard rollers you can get that open your follicles. Me later.
Next, you've got Uzi.
I'll probably give him an 8.
He's giving drag queen. I'm joking. No offense, Uzi. He's got very piercing eyes, and I definitely would.
The old veneers on him, eh?
Zachary.
Do you know what? I can't actually do long hair on a guy.
Okay.
So as lovely as he is, I'd probably give him about 6.
Okay, a 6.
Fine. Yeah.
He seems nice, doesn't he? Like he's got like a nice heart. You can tell he wouldn't fuck anyone over in there. You got Elon next. Or Elam? Elam or Elon?
Elam.
Elam.
Okay.
Elam. I actually saw a really funny meme the other day of who he looks like.
Who was it?
And now I can't unsee it. And now it's given.
Isn't he like a fitness instructor?
Yeah. There's massaging and stuff.
That's why Catherine loves him.
I don't know. Maybe a 4?
Maybe 4. Okay.
Maybe 4.
He's so fit to me.
Really?
He's so fit.
What the fuck are you
I found Jay really fit though.
No, Jay is really fit.
Jay made a TikTok. Someone put Jay in a TikTok the other day and he was like in a gym changing room.
I saw that.
And then his towel dropped. And then the guy was like that. I literally was watching the TikTok like...
Pause.
I think Jay's well sexy. But what do you think?
No, Jay is well sexy.
Locken.
Probably, I'm going to be nice and I'll probably say about seven.
He also lives near me. So if you ever fancy a bi phase, Locken, get on the Jubilee line. Next, we've got Benjamin.
Bro, look at his nipples. Sorry.
George, what?
I'm just saying.
Unless you want his nipples, what's the problem?
I'm just saying, bro, they stick out.
Ben. I actually can't because it's just me. Like, he's probably a really lovely guy, but I actually can't. I can't give him a number because it's I woke up on violence today. I'm sorry. I think
he's just got a very big smile. No,
you could give him a one. She doesn't even want to give him a number. Okay. He's not even on the board.
I think he's just a very smiley man.
He's not even on the board right now.
Is that what you think? Yeah.
I think he's a smiley man. And that is the Casa Boys.
So what's going on with, this is going to sound like Hot Girl Summer. there's only one way to ask it. Do you know what I mean?
Hot Girl Summer.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it happening?
Listen, my Hot Girl Summer is staying, it's just staying Hot Girl Summer. Come October, we'll get in a relationship.
Yeah.
But I just...
I'm with you on that.
That's so funny.
You don't want to spend No one wants to spend the winter months
alone. Like, I just want to go on my holidays,
yeah.
Go out and about, do what I want to do. And that's it, really. But not like crazy Hot Girl Summer. Like, not like feral.
Yeah.
Just...
I tried Feral Boy Summer, but it's just not sustainable.
Is it not?
No, but you did give it a good go.
Don't you fucking start. Don't you start again.
Have you had any like footballers sliding your DMs?
I have.
The guy from Swansea City?
They're friends.
My boy Liam. Yeah, Liam. Stop it. No, he's cute. But I have had like footballers sliding my DMs, but I do have a rule, like footballers are no. I'm a rugby girl through and through, well and truly. Right. Where were they, by the way?
Where are the rugby boys?
I get this one that keeps cropping up and I'm like, no, I don't want that one.
Yeah.
Give me the other one.
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
Louis Zammit Rees, or is that how I say his name?
I do not watch rugby.
No idea.
He's like a Welsh rugby boy.
Is he sexy?
He is sexy, but he's too young.
Who's the craziest?
How old is he?
I'm pretty sure he's like 20.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Who's the craziest person that's jumped into your DMs?
Craziest.
Like, or like, you know, there's someone you're like, oh, who's that?
Who's this Louis guy?
Louis. Do you know what? No, nobody that sparks mine, because I'm pretty sure if there was, I'd give him a chance.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been.
Think he sent me a picture?
No, unfortunately not Drake. I mean, Channing Tatum.
I'm sorry. You definitely have a type.
Why?
Look at this guy. Oh my God.
You have a type. I don't blame you.
Yeah, but I'm not in his DM.
I'm not saying you are.
It's not my fault.
I'm just saying you attract this. Because this
he's looks... He's also crying inside.
Doesn't this look like Scott? Moving on to Scott.
So I want to know what's going on. So
right. There's been a lot of rumours.
Yeah, what's the situation?
No, it has.
Yeah, what is the situation with Scott?
I've seen all over TikTok that everyone was like, number one, you've got a type.
Well,
which is true.
Everyone has a type.
Everyone's got a type.
But number two... They said you've got a type because there was a picture of Jax and then there was a picture of Scott. And apparently Scott, who's in this year's Love Island, is your ex.
He's not my ex. No. He's not my ex. All right? That's okay. False narrative.
Fling?
Situationship.
Get it off. No, okay. Focus now. So what it was quite a while ago. Before I was in a serious relationship, me and Scott were like dating.
How long were you in a relationship for?
I was in 18 months. And like me and Scott knew each other like 3 years ago now. So
that's nuts, isn't it?
That is a bit crazy.
Someone's done some digging.
Digging.
That's crazy.
So that you were wild. Dating.
Yeah, we were.
So you and Scott were dating.
Was it like a talking stage type of thing?
Yeah, but it was like a talking stage for like 3 months.
Right.
And like, you know. And the point was, like, back then, we, like, he will literally tell you, we would have been together, but he had to go away for football.
Oh.
I know. So
were you surprised when you saw him go on Love Island?
No.
No.
No. Because okay. Obviously we chatted before we went in.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
do you know
what
I mean? Obs.
Sure. Oh. Okay. Did he ask for any tips? Like,
yeah.
How do I use the toaster? How long does the kettle take? All that type of stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, literally asking for all the lowdown and the tea in there. Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to help you out. Mm. I'm going to help you out. But
do you think you'd see him again on the, like, after Love Island? Or are you just waiting for Zat?
Oh, fuck's sake.
That was a very leading question, wasn't it?
That is a very leading question. I'll give you the lowdown later. I'm just kidding. Okay, so if I had to choose, I would. If they're stood in front of me, mm-hmm. Zach and Scott, mm. I'll take Zach.
Okay.
I'll take Zach. Fine. But my loyalty also does kind of lie a little bit with Scott.
Fine.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got history, haven't you?
You just know, though, you will be seeing him at events, both of them.
Who's Scott?
Probably
well,
both
it depends
of them.
Because, to be honest, there's not a lot of guys that come out of Love Island and do a lot of that event stuff unless they're with a girl.
To be fair, I know Scott will go straight back into footy because it seems like he really, really likes it.
Well, he's actually... Well, he told me that he's planning to move to Swansea after Love Island.
Convenient.
Anyway.
You.
I mean,
that's convenient.
I wonder why. No, I'm joking.
A year earlier, I want to move.
Yeah, you
where
know.
Where does Zach live?
You know, oh, I've just renewed the lease.
Yeah, where does Zach live? Oh, that's funny.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I play too much. That's all.
I think Zach, I don't know where he lives, but I bet he lives in like Cambridge or Oxford. And
do
then
you
he
reckon?
Speaks like, oh, like that, bro. Young man.
Why are you digging out?
Actually, I do know someone that is exactly like that.
I don't.
He's from Cambridge, and
I don't get the accent. Where, I don't get it.
I think it's maybe basketball.
Like, bro, one thing I will say like, is that I saw him slip up the other day. He was talking
you
to someone,
said this.
And he sounded really mellow and really nice. I was like, oh, and then he just heard him. I went, yeah, bro. Yeah, but he seems like a nice boy.
No, he really does.
He seems like a nice boy.
George. He really does.
He really does.
Anyway.
Husband material. Anyway.
Next segment. George does a really good Welsh accent and we both love dad jokes. So we thought we'd have like a dad joke off and read them out in a Welsh accent. So I'm going to get them up now.
Can Paige do the first one?
No, you didn't.
This is hard though.
Okay, right. George, kick us off.
You're going to laugh at me.
No, we're not. That's the whole point. You've got to make
it's
me laugh.
Dad jokes.
You've got to make me laugh.
What do you call a masturbating cow? Beef stroganoff. I don't get it.
Beef
stroke,
like stroke one off, maybe.
Oh God! Oh good
that,
Lord!
That wasn't great.
That's actually a bit dirty. And your Welsh accent, though. Whereabouts in Wales are you trying to be from?
Because
it was given over a bit Irish at one point.
Yeah, I'm actually half Irish, half Welsh.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What do you call it when a hotel mattress is ruined from too much vacation sex? Spring break.
I don't get it.
Because mattresses have spring.
Spring's break.
Oh.
No, I like that
one. It was
one.
All right. It was I okay. Like I mean, also, can I give you context? We've had about 50 million dad jokes because we had to.
Oh, have you?
So I'm like, I'm seasoned.
I won't be able to.
No, it's fine. You'll make me laugh. You make me laugh.
I won't be able to do this one in a Welsh accent because you won't. You won't understand it.
Okay.
How do you tell the difference between a frog and a horny toad?
I don't know.
A frog says ribbit, ribbit, and a horny toad says rabbit, rabbit. That's funny.
That is funny.
That is
you
funny.
Could have done that Welsh though, George. Welsh. Say it, try it again now in Welsh.
Yeah.
You no.
No, I just
that
said
is,
ribbit,
that is the
ribbit,
aim of the game.
And rabbit, rabbit in Welsh.
Ribbit, ribbit, rabbit, rabbit.
I made me laugh in Welsh.
Yeah, but I turn into like an old Welsh woman.
But that's funny. That's the point of the game.
You make me laugh. That's like an old
that's
Welsh.
Not
that's
Welsh.
Not Welsh.
That's Somerset.
Yeah.
Okay.
You make me laugh.
He's getting a bit nervous now, I think. I think you put
can you try a Welsh one?
I promise you guys, I could not even try.
Well, this is what I mean.
I didn't even
fucking, know. And you're having a go at me for trying.
Yeah, we had, you know, Yain.
Yeah, yeah.
We had him on the pod and I feel like I never know the difference between the accents, but one is Welsh and one's in Bristol, isn't it? So
yeah.
I never get the difference.
Paige, this next one's jokes.
Is it actually?
This is so
oh my God.
Joke weird.
What is it?
This is funny. Go on.
Is it me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This delivery.
I'm
this
number
delivery,
four.
Yeah, this delivery has got to be good though.
Oh, I haven't read it.
The
I haven't read it.
No, wait, trust me.
Pressure's on. Okay. My penis was in the Guinness Book of World Records. But the librarian told me to take it.
I love ones like that.
That is so funny.
No, that is a good one. I like that one.
That is so joke.
We like that.
I love shit like that.
That is funny. Go on, George.
My wife is furious at our next door neighbour who sunbathes topless in her back.
No, excuse me. It's Welsh. What? You need to be Welsh.
I can't do it.
You're really good.
I've got someone who's Welsh here telling me that I sound like I'm from Somerset.
Give me another go. I need it. Welsh will make me laugh more. So.
Yeah, I mean.
But
come on.
My wife is furious at our next door neighbour who sunbathes topless in her backyard. Personally, I'm on the fence. That was better.
That was funny.
That was better, isn't
it? It was funny. It's not Welsh. You lose it. You start off well, and then you go to like about 10 other different accents throughout it.
Okay.
He does a good South African. Maybe do the next one in South African.
No! I'll do Australian.
Okay, fine.
Okay. When two people have sex, it's a twosome. When three people have sex, it's a threesome. Now I know why people call you handsome.
I don't get it.
George Australian hit us.
A sperm donor, a carpenter, and Julius Caesar walk into a bar. He came, he saw, he conquered. I don't get that. Why don't I get
Julius
that?
Julius Caesar said he came, he saw, he conquered. Is that right, Rosie?
Oh no, the sperm dome. No. Wow. Maybe. A sperm donor, he came. A carpenter, he saw.
And then Julius Caesar conquered.
I get it. I'm a bit slow today. Sorry, guys.
Is that all of them?
No, there's one more. I've just got one more.
Right. Let me try and finish strong. Okay. We just found out Grandpa is now addicted to Viagra. Nobody has taken it harder than Grandpa. No, these are actually good. That is funny. That's fucking funny.
That was
funny.
My favourite.
I like that.
We finished strong.
That is so grandpa. Grandpa's got wood. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
First thing first, ours is dead.
No, I didn't say ours, did I?
Oh.
I just said the grandpa's got wood.
Oh no, you're not gonna.
Joe's made that bear weird.
No, it was weird that I was in a bar, right? Bear people, I'm sorry, it's just reminded
me.
Anyway, I'm sat there, this guy from nowhere, doesn't even say hello, just goes, who's the weirdest person that's ever DM'd you? Mm.
George Baggs.
Like, what was it? I was like, this guy, who is he? Doesn't even say hello, nothing. That was just what he came out with. And I just thought it'd be fun. I went, probably your dad sending me a dick pic, right? I just thought banter. He went, my father died 2 years ago. No, stop laughing. I was like, oh my God, ha ha ha, you're so funny. And all of his mates were like, no, he's dead serious. And I was like,
he's dead serious.
I used to work with this guy and he had ABC on his arm. And I, as a joke, like to break the silence once, I was like, in case you forget the alphabet. And he went, no, that's my dead dad's initials.
What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
And I was like, okay.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Terrible, isn't it?
Terrible.
As if I did that as an icebreaker as well. He was so new to the company.
That is terrible.
No, is it in case you forget your alphabet? My dad's dead.
Jesus Christ.
We're not laughing at that. It's just when they say it so
serious. It's the uncomfortableness that we're laughing at.
Yeah.
Oh, God, wow.
I don't think we can actually air that, can we?
Probably not.
You know, we'll just see. We'll just chat to Rosie after. Anyway. I've lost my water. I need to clear my throat. So, have you got any plans for the rest of the year? What's guaning in the life of Paige?
Do you know what? I'm really into, like, travelling and yoga at the minute.
Nice.
Like, detox.
Okay, get, cool.
You know, zen it out. Because this life, stressful.
Where would you love to travel to?
Well, where do you want to take me?
Should we go Bali?
Yeah, no, I will. Shall we? Can we? Look how easy I am.
Man's got that, I've got that, what is it? Bali Riz.
Bali Riz.
Okay, and this is why I'm single.
it worked.
No,
it did.
I actually do want to go Bali. You've been Bali, didn't you?
Yeah, just don't drink the tap water.
Yeah, like, yeah, Barley Belly. Like, oh. Yeah, but you're like, you know all this stuff. Like, you're paramedic.
Yeah.
So if I had the shits, quick Dorolite. No?
I really hope people aren't calling 999 for the shit.
999 for the shit.
Let's not do that.
Tell a lie. There's been a couple of times where it almost had to.
Really?
Oh, our stomachs are bad.
So I'm intolerant to eggs, oats, dairy, wheat, and
near enough
the
everything.
Yeast in wine and beer. So pretty much anything will set me off if I have too much.
But with meat. Me, I'm just, I will eat a chicken and stuffing sandwich and 10 minutes later.
Paige, I've never seen anyone get hit faster by a food. Like yesterday,
oh,
he
gosh.
Had a Monster Energy and a sandwich, chicken and stuffing sandwich. And then he's like laying on his bed, like farting so loud, instantly. It's almost instantaneous.
No, but I'm actually jealous because you don't understand. I can't, my bowels don't work. I go for colonic irrigation every 2 weeks and I have to take daily, like 8 centers daily to go toilet. So you've like actually got it lucky.
A lot of girls do that. What was it like in the Love Island villa? Because I can imagine no one wanted to poo.
Well, obviously I can't poo, can I? And then like I actually couldn't. So for like 2 weeks I hadn't pooed and I thought, right, Cass has come in. I love Jax. I'm going to stay with Jax. So I thought first night of Cass, I said, medic. I said, I'll take all my centers, right?
All of them?
Well, obviously you're not meant to take that many. Just don't overdose on centers. I'm not being like, yeah, no. Take loads. Just take what fragmented. Anyway, I didn't. Took way too many. The next day, and we have to play that challenge thing, right? I'm sat there around this fire pit. And I'm thinking, oh my God, hurry up and get this challenge done. And they're all like jumping up every now and then to like celebrate. And I was like, I'm not doing this jumping thing.
You're like ready to shit through the eye of an eagle. Yeah. And they're like, yeah.
And it was fine.
Oh my God. So where are the, because I went to the villa this year.
Oh yeah.
To tour around it.
Is it the same Casa one?
I didn't see the Casa one, just the main one. I think it was the same main one though, because I went to final, yeah, last year. But the toilet situation, I was like, so do you have separate toilets, but the shower, that is the only shower? Is that right?
Only shower. We don't have designated separate toilets, but me and the girls made it a rule. Girls' toilets are upstairs, boys are downstairs. Right. I'm not trying to share with them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
So that was fine. You could get away with it in that one. But in Casa, it was one toilet between us all. And I was just like...
Between 12 odd people,
between
in it?
Between all of us, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty grim.
No, it's...
Yeah.
Not great.
Yeah, it wasn't, flash yourself out for Casa. I don't blame you.
At the end of the day, I wasn't trying to impress any of the Casa boys. So I was
You were like, I'm just going to shit if I want to shit.
George, trust me. I could not do that. That toilet situation is what would put me off Love Island, I think.
It's hell in there.
I would be backed up for weeks as well. One time I went 11 days. Was it 11 or 12?
That's normal.
Paige has gone 2 weeks. That's mad. Do you not get bloated?
Yeah. Honestly, I was in Marbella and I have a call and I'm like, right, who's that? It's my colon irrigation doctor. He's like, Paige, where are you? I've got the coffee enema. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I have to reschedule.
No. You're eating a bit of paella, like.
No. Yeah, I can't wait to see him to de-bloat and lose about 7 pounds of shite. Sorry.
And on that note,
bombshell.
And on that bombshell.
Literally.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, no, this thanks for
so
having
lovely
me.
Lovely to see
thanks
you.
Thanks for having
Another
me.
Have a little catch up. No, and yeah, hopefully we see you soon.
No, we definitely will.
Have a little party in London and all that. All that jazz.
If you move to London, because I know you might be staying in Swansea.
What, you're asking me to move in now already?
I don't even live in London, but yeah, sweet. Joe can accommodate.
Why would I?
Why don't you want to accommodate me?
Yeah. Because he's cheap. Because he's a cheap date.
Are you? Hard. Nothing worse than a cheap date.
I'm not a cheap date.
George, your Riz has gone. Let's just wrap up.
I say I'm not a cheap date and I got a gifted meal on a date, but that's another story.
He didn't.
He is so cheap. He literally was putting on his story, hashtag gifted.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
You did?
I did.
Anyway. And on that note, thank you guys for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like, subscribe and comment. What's the rest of it? We've done so many of these and I fuck them up each time.
If you are listening on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars. All our links will be down below.
Don't sound too excited.
Follow Paige, follow me, follow Joe, follow Not My Bag, follow everyone. And we will see you next week for another amazing guest.
George.
But yeah, thank you, Paige. Right. We love you.
Thank you so
much. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.